Hello, my name is Luca, and today we are going to be reading my version of Rapunzel. There was once a girl named Rapunzel, who lived with a wicked witch that kept her locked up in a tower as high as the sky. Rapunzel would always look out her little window and wonder if she would ever get out to the kingdom she always saw in the distance. Every time she looked out that window, she would sing and sing and sing, till she had no voice left. Then she'd wait and listen for the birds to repeat what she had sung. Once, at midday, the prince came by collecting berries, as that was one of his hobbies. He had decided to try a new bit of the forest he had never gone to before. As he neared the forest, he heard this beautiful singing, and he looked up and saw a tower in the distance, and a beautiful girl in the tower. He ran to the base to find no door to enter. As he was leaving, he heard a ghastly voice say, "Hey, Rapunzel, let down your hair!" And he saw a big lock of hair fly down, and then saw a ghastly-looking woman climb up the lock of hair and enter the tower through the window. The next day, he came back and said, "Oh, Rapunzel, let down your hair." And of course, Rapunzel let down her hair. And so the prince climbed up. Rapunzel had never had to pull someone up so heavy, and she fell forward, accidentally making the prince fall. The prince rushed to the nearest healer. After he had been successfully healed, he thought to himself, "I will go back the next day and try again, and this time I will succeed." Unfortunately for him, the witch had been behind the tower collecting ivy for a potion and had sensed his presence and had devised a plan. The following day, the prince once again called, "Oh, Rapunzel, let down your hair." And once again, Rapunzel let down her hair. The prince once again climbed up and did not fall. When he got to the top, he saw the ghastly looking woman he had seen climbing up the day he found Rapunzel. He also realized that he had been climbing up rope disguised as hair.
"Hello, prince," said the witch. "I have come with a warning. Rapunzel is not what she seems. She's an evil beast and she will try to kill you. I've hidden her somewhere where you won't find her. And don't go looking. Rapunzel has already left."
But the prince wasn't convinced. "I don't believe you, you old hag." And so he climbed down and left in search of Rapunzel. When she was finally found, it was months later. She had been locked up in a massive labyrinth. The prince came to the entrance and looked inside to see Rapunzel's hair going into the darkness. Then it clicked for the prince. She had left a trail, and so he followed it until he came across Rapunzel, who was crying in a corner.
"I just wanted to see the sun," she wept.
The prince came over and put his arm on her shoulder and said, "You will, just follow me." Then Rapunzel suddenly looked up at the prince with an evil grin. Before he knew it, he was wrapped in Rapunzel's hair.
"You have fallen into my trap," said Rapunzel in a demonic voice.
But the prince wasn't giving up just yet. He wriggled out of Rapunzel's hair.
"Come back here,"
cried Rapunzel, chasing after the prince. Rapunzel was just about to grab him when he leaped out of the labyrinth and slammed the door shut. But Rapunzel made it out, kind of. She had stopped in front of the door, but all her hair had flung forward, getting snipped off from the door. And that was the last time Rapunzel ever tricked and trapped someone, at least for a while. You're probably wondering why the witch never killed Rapunzel. Well, that was because Rapunzel was immortal. That's how she survived for 283 years before getting released and terrorizing this world once again. But that's another story. The end. Thanks for listening. Bye.